Welcome to the Sapuver Forge Daily Briefing. As we move into the heart of the back-to-school season, the conversation around artificial intelligence in education and personal productivity is shifting. We are moving away from the era of open-ended, unpredictable chatbots and toward a new model of grounded, structured knowledge management. Today, we are looking at the evolution of Google's Gemini Notebook, formerly known as Notebook LM, and what its latest updates mean for how you organize your research, study, and professional projects. Google has officially completed the rebranding of its flagship research tool to Gemini Notebook. This is not just a name change. The platform has received a significant overhaul that transforms it from a simple document summarizer into a comprehensive, interactive research environment. The most notable addition is a built-in cloud sandbox for code execution, which allows the system to process data and run scripts directly within your workspace. Beyond the technical backend, the interface has seen major upgrades to its studio panel. You can now use text prompts to revise slide decks, export your work directly into native PowerPoint files, generate complex mind maps, and produce infographics in 10 distinct visual styles. Why does this matter? The core problem with many AI tools is the risk of hallucination, the tendency for a model to confidently state things that are simply not true. Grounded AI tools like Gemini Notebook solve this by constraining the model's output exclusively to the source files you upload. When you feed your own PDFs, research logs, or course notes into the system, the AI is effectively tethered to your reality. It cannot invent facts, because it is restricted to the evidence you provide. This makes it an incredibly powerful tool for students, researchers, and professionals who need to synthesize large amounts of information without losing accuracy. If you are a student, you can upload your messy lecture notes and dense textbook chapters, and then ask the system to generate a structured mind map or a slide presentation for your next review session. If you are a professional, you can drop in your project research and have the system compile a summary that is strictly cited to your own documents. This is what we call a scaffold. It is not doing the thinking for you. It is providing the structure so you can focus your cognitive energy on the actual learning or the strategic decision making. We have to be careful, however, to distinguish between using these tools as a scaffold and using them as a substitute. A recent analysis of data from Common Sense Media shows that while the vast majority of young people are using AI for schoolwork, only about half have received any formal instruction on how to do so safely or effectively. The risk is that we treat AI as a shortcut. If you ask an AI to write your essay or summarize your reading without engaging with the material yourself, you are bypassing the very cognitive struggle that builds memory and critical thinking. The goal of these new tools is to help you organize your thoughts, not to replace the process of thinking itself. So, how should you approach this? I recommend a source-first rule. Before you ask any AI to summarize or quiz you, upload your own verified notes or documents. Ensure the AI is working from your foundation. If you want to test this out today, take a dense document or a chapter outline you need to master this week. Upload it to a grounded tool like Gemini Notebook or ChatGPT Edu. Ask the system to generate a 5-question active recall quiz, but add a specific instruction. Tell it that every answer must include a citation grounded strictly in your text. This forces the AI to prove its work and helps you verify the accuracy of the output. As for our verdict on these tools, I would say use them now, but with a clear boundary. They are excellent for synthesis, outlining, and self-testing, but they should never be the final arbiter of your own reasoning. Always maintain human accountability. You are the one who must verify the citations and ensure the logic holds up. Looking ahead, keep an eye on how these tools integrate with local hardware. We are seeing a trend toward bot-free capture, like the new Whisper Flow Note Taker, which records audio locally on your Mac without needing to invite a third-party bot into your meetings. As these tools become more private and more grounded in our own data, the barrier between our personal knowledge and the AI's processing power will continue to shrink. The key is to remain the architect of your own learning. Use the tools to build the scaffold. but keep your hands on the controls. That is all for today's briefing. Stay curious, stay grounded, and we will see you back here tomorrow.